brings us to subset C. We have consideration of resolution 2019-49. This is a resolution of necessity for a special assessment. Nope, I'm one ahead here. Nope, I'm right. So, special assessment for reimbursement of city funds for to construct utility infrastructure. Mr. Barnier, I have you down for staff report, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. This special assessment is a way of recovering for a cost of a public improvement that's authorized under the municipal code sections of the law. To keep in mind, there's, I'll let you know as a background, there is the cost must be to recover the cost of a public improvement, and it's important to use in using this process that the benefit to the particular property has to be not more than the amount of the cost of the public improvement. In addition to which, using a special assessment process like this requires a determination by the council that for the particular property benefited by the public improvement, that benefit to the property is different and greater than, for example, the general benefit to all of the community by the construction of this particular improvement. So having said that, Faye, if you'll put the map up, in 2013, the city took bids and then in 2014 let construction contracts for construction of a sewer and water line. You can see it as the curving line indicated with the blue. Thank you, Faye. The entire cost of the project is or came in at $379,000 for the general contractor. In addition to that, as noted in the resolution, there were engineering costs, there were costs with Black Hills Power, and cost with Montana Dakota Utilities. Aggregate as cost of those items as recited in the resolution is $555,000. What this resolution seeks to do is to assess or apply to the a portion of the adjoining property the cost of that improvement. Again, as I said, this was constructed in 2014. What you will see is this area, in this area, portion, and then to the right, Faye, of the line you're on. In both of those areas within the city, those are the areas preliminarily or primarily benefited and specially benefited by the construction of the water and sewer and utility project. What is significant to identify is that of the total project was 2,475 feet of pipeline. Because it benefits property on each side of the pipeline, you essentially have roughly 4,950 feet of property that fronts on the pipeline that gets the benefit of it. However, the assessment resolution before you is for an allocation and special assessment against property owned by, at this time, it's Davenport Family Real Estate. Their front footage portion is 3,562 feet. I would note that the material included in the council packet incorrectly identified their share as a little over 4,300 feet. In fact, it's 3,562. Consistent with that, the information in the resolution and recommended for approval here tonight is that, first of all, the cost of the project on a front foot basis was $96.30-some per foot. The resolution would allocate the cost for 3,562 feet to the Davenport Family Real Estate. So what they would be under this special assessment, if approved, the figure they would be paying back would be $343,000 and some dollars. Now, that means, of course, there's $133,000 that they'd not be paying back. The resolution recites that those costs would be paid by the city. Now, I would also want to point out, if you would identify, Faye, the lot for Flex Fitness in that upper corner, there's a one-acre lot up there. Those, after this project was completed, the property's been developed, they're paying taxes, they're paying utility bills, and that is the primary reason that the recommended resolution does not assess per foot cost to that parcel. In addition, on the south end, Faye, if you'd identify the Belle Jolie property. In that area as well, they are within the city limits, and they do have some minimal frontage. However, that's been developed before this project was completed. And again, they're paying utility bills, paying taxes, and so they did not derive the same type of special benefit as the Davenport Family Real Estate Group did, and that's the reason that there's no recommendation that the assessment be applied to that property. Finally, in the area Faye is indicating, that property is outside the city limits. And so on the, I believe it would be the west side of that pipeline, the resolution would not impose an assessment on that property because since it is outside city limits, city does not have authority to impose such an assessment. Yes, they get some benefit out of it, but the recommendation simply passes by that to focus on the much larger benefit to the property within the city limits. One of the, among the factors contained in the resolution is a recitation of the increase in value of this property over the years. The improvements, if allocated on the property on a very rough per acre basis, would be something between the figure of $10,000 and $11,000 per acre. What you'll see in the packet is that the county's assessment is that from under $300 in or about 2012, the value has gone up in 2016 assessment, I believe it was, to over $20,000 an acre on these parcels. And the city's, in doing this assessment, the city is taking the view that most of that improvement in valuation was a result of the increased marketability because of the completion of this construction project. So with that as background, I realize that's a lot of information, but this is a significant assessment. I think I've covered the major points, and I'd be glad to respond to any questions that you of the council would have for me.
Before we remove that slide, would you please identify the portion of the property that is outside the city limits? Is it the?
It's the Forest Service there.
Okay, just okay. Yeah. So everything up above to the, to the south of Flex Fitness and the new housing development, that portion right, yeah, you got it, Terry, right there. All within.
Yes, that's what's referred to as Lot 3.
Follow the black line and you have the city limits.
I'll clarify it.
And I have a question. So the parcel is 80 acres. And
I'm jumping in to correct you because I learned today that a more accurate statement would be probably between the Lot 3 and the Lot 2 revised. It would probably be closer to roughly 43 acres.
43, okay.
That is correct.
Okay. And so in the report it states that only 1 acre has been sold. Is that to Flex Fitness or, okay.
That would be that particular lot, yes.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions from council for Greg?
In the resolution, you basically say it'll be paid it'll be paid back in installments, annual installments, not to exceed 10 years. Is that something that we decide later on, how much those annual installments are? Can they be?
No, the way I'd respond to your question is the law requires that or the law allows the council to set payments by annual installment if the council chooses to do that as part of the special assessment. As far as the number of years for which the assessment would be collected, the council makes that decision. The draft I've prepared recommends 10 years. It can be more or it can be less. That's up to you as council members and what you think is the fairest way to recover that payment. I guess now that I've answered this question, I don't know that I've made this clear in my initial presentation, but of course, the entire cost of the project was paid for by the city. Right. And it was paid with the understanding that that, of course, will help development in that area. And so you can keep that in mind.
And then you also, I guess, further, the interest rate will be 4.5% annually on portions that are unpaid.
That also is a figure that was developed after discussion with the city manager.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is the statute allows the city to decide whether or not interest would be assessed and then set what that rate would be. Daniel can tell you better than I what the customary practice may be at the industry in this time if you borrow money to go build a construction project.
One more question. Are those things that we need to have those nailed down tonight in this resolution?
Yes. That'd be my recommendation, yes.
So just to clarify, there would be no interest collected at all unless they are delinquent in the payments that are established tonight?
That is correct. That's the procedure established in the special assessment law.
Do we have an idea of how many offers have been made on that property?
I have heard there have been two or there have been three. I've been provided with documents for on two different specific offers. Is there something in, I mean, one I think was in, I think the Fosheim offer was in 2017, and then the more recent one was in 2018.
Mike, you had something.
Well, I'm just wondering, if it's paid off before the 10 years, what happens to the interest base?
If I might respond on that, Mr. Bichon? Well, first of all, the if it's paid off before the assessment is actually applied through this council's action and through the auditor's office to this particular property, if the owners simply pay it off, frankly, I don't believe that there would be any interest assessed. Now, the council, of course, can also decide if you want to make the rate, you know, less than the 4.5%. Does that address your question?
Yes, it does. Next question would be, what's the standard commercial interest rate today?
I'll let Mr. Ainslie speak on that. I'm not a banker and can't really respond fairly.
I can't get 4.4.
Of course, it depends on if it's actually construction or not, but given that it would be a 10-year fixed rate, 4.5% would be generous but also not unheard of. I think in the range of 4.5 to 6% would be typical right now in the market, given credit ratings and things like that. However, a commercial loan, it would be very difficult to get a fixed rate for 10 years for a commercial loan.
Thank you. Those are the points I tried to bring forward.
It's a very generous offer, in my opinion.
Any other discussion from council?
Yes, I'm going to be quite frank in saying that I believe that 10 years is too long. We're looking at an agreement that was entered into May 2nd, 2013, and discussion probably started before that period. Construction was finished September 2014, so we're coming up on the five-year mark of this property where the city has upheld its side of it, and seemingly the other side has not. And I, for one, am tired of seeing the city enter into an agreement in good faith and it not be seen through by other parties. So we took taxpayers' money was used to help improve this corporation's property, and Nothing's being done on it. They're in default. I think 10 years is too long. Personally, I think we should look at changing it to 5.
Secondly, I think that 4.5% is also too generous.
How about public input on this matter? Come on up, Bonnie.
I thought I had these added up once, but I got lost in the shuffle. What was the whole cost of the project?
If I may, Mr. Mayor?
Please, yep.
Correctly stated, the total cost of the various elements of the project would have been in at $455,000. And the draft of the resolution, which was contained in the packet that went out last week, did have an incorrect figure.
It had 501 or something
like that. The 501 is wrong.
Right. 455 is correct there.
I'm sorry. 476. 476. Yeah. Yeah, my mistake. The 455 was...
Okay, so 476. Okay, 798. Okay, so then I got lost too on what is the expected payback.
The figure for payment back is three, as proposed in the draft resolution, is $343,091 in some cents. $343,091.84.
$343,092. And where is that represented in the resolution?
Well, it would be...
Last where?
2, 3, next to the last. Where it says 479?
Which figure are you asking about? Where is it?
I'm trying to find where I would have gotten the 343.92.
The first one that went out had the wrong numbers to start with.
Okay. That's what I get for getting in a hurry. 343.09. Okay. Okay. So that was, can I have this one? Thank you. Okay. I see now why I was baffled. Thank you.
Any other public input on this necessity for special assessment resolution? And being heard, is there a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a correction, please. So it would be on the last page, page 10, where it states, now therefore it is hereby further resolved by the Sturgis City Council that the special assessment established for the Davenport Ranch Utility Extension Project may be paid in annual installments for a period not to exceed 5 years. I would like to make that change.
So is that a motion?
Well, I'm just, okay, yes. I move that we change the 10 years to 5 years and the interest from 4.5% annually to 6% annually.
I would like to second it, but I would like to add a motion that the annual installments be at a minimum of $68,619.
Well, if I can comment on that, I haven't done the amortization. Are you talking about
principal only? That's a minimum.
I'm not sure where you're...
I believe that's principal only because that's what I came up with.
That would just be that would just be a fifth of the principal.
Yeah.
So what it would be to include it in that provision, that payment of 5 years with an minimum annual payment of that $68,000 figure?
Yep.
Okay.
So Ron had a second to Becca's motion with an amendment. Becca, is that?
Yes, I accept his amendment.
Okay. Any further discussion, council or public? All those in favor of the motion?
One second, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
Just to
some clarity.
Yeah, we just want to make sure this is correct. With those amendments, we're talking about the amended resolution that was presented tonight.
Yes.
Correct. Thank you.
Go ahead, Rhea.
What happens if this property sells in the next year or two?
The special assessment then would be passed on to the.
As an assessment, it would be in the nature of something like an unpaid tax. If the property is transferred, it remains as a lien on the property.
That being said, I'm inclined to lean towards, may I say this? I'm inclined to lean towards one payment.
Well, we have first and a second on the floor.
I'd make a substitute motion.
Yeah, we'd have to vote on. Well, I'll do last call for council input or public. We have a first and a second on the floor to change the actual amended resolution, the one that's not included in the packet, to state five annual payments not to be low. The payments have to be at least $68,619, and also the interest rate be changed from 4.5 to 6% on unpaid balance. All those in favor of the motion?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry to do this to you. I wasn't quite clear. You've invited any comment from the public then? Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Multiple times.
Yep.
Come on up, buddy. Okay.
So we have the claim against the property, but the current property owner has the obligation to that claim. And if they sell the property, that obligation goes to the new owner with the same time period and interest rates. Why wouldn't the property, the current owner, be obligated to finish the obligation on each parcel sold at the time it's sold? Why would we carry that on with a new owner?
I think that would be done in the negotiations with the new with the purchaser. I think they would ask if there's any liens against the property. If there are any liens, they would probably negotiate that. I think, and Rhea, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe if there's a special assessment it'll show up on that property until it's satisfied. So if that deal is worked out in the future and that's the new purchaser agrees to leaving that special assessment as is, that will go to the new purchaser.
And we're obligated to carry this on with the new purchaser.
May I address that, Mr. Mayor?
Please.
Ms. Elbers, in doing a special assessment, the only authority the city has is to make the assessment. It's up to the property owner to decide what they want to do as far as paying that assessment. So all the legislature says that the city can do is, if it chooses to set the payment schedule as part of it, that's all the city can do. However the property owner might pay it off, the city doesn't really have any control over that. If you think of it like someone who has unpaid taxes, the city doesn't have anything to say about when someone pays back their unpaid taxes on their home, for example. That's all governed by state statute. Yes, Mr. Martinson.
If we pass this, when would this take effect?
Well, this is the first step. Then there's a second step where the city prepares the assessment roll, which is would appear to be fairly straightforward because there's only two or three parcels affected by this piece of property. After that assessment roll is passed, then the record of the assessment goes formally to the auditor's office to be applied to the property. And those timeframes are set in the, and the notification process is set in Chapter 943.
Sounds like quicksand to me. I don't know.
So you're saying that the first payment would be sometime next year. Is that correct?
Under the assessment process, yes. Of course, if the property owner chooses to pay it sooner than that, then it's resolved.
What if she were to sell a good portion of that property between now and that time? Would we reconsider this, or what would happen in that case?
Well, when you say, would the city reconsider it, I guess that would be up to council if it was asked to do so by the property owner, if I'm understanding your question. Yeah.
We have a first and a second on the floor. I'm going to try this one last time. Let's go ahead and roll call it just for clarity. Mike, we'll start with you.
No.
Terry?
No.
Yes, I'm okay with 5 years. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
No.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
No.
Ron? Yes. And Jason?
Yes.
Four. 5-4 for the motion carrying. So that assessment, that the first step resolution and necessity for special assessment passes 5-4.
Thank you.